Rain and snow keeps falling from a heavy leaden sky. Women, children weeping as they kiss their men goodbye. Bewildered then they wander as bombs fall from the clouds and bodies lie unburied in a thousand different shrouds. But they're dying at the border, the young folk and the old. Dying from the hunger, they're dying from the cold. They're dying from the bullets of bitter, vicious foe. Some are simply dying because there's no place else to go. And we sit at home in comfort and we watch it on TV. We thank our lucky stars, it's them. And it's not me. In every constituency around Great Britain, there are what I call the blinkered voters. No matter what their party do, they always vote for that party. My dad voted Labour, and I'm voting Labour too. I think it's some form of inverted snobbery. I was a blinkered voter. When I was just 17 years old, I fell in love with folk music. And, already a fan of Pete Seeger, I met Paul Robeson at a garden party in Kidbrook in London. Paul had, in 1954, been called the most dangerous man in the world by the American government. By 1958, when I met him, he'd just got his passport back, having had it confiscated by the anti-communist craze that was going mad in the States during the McCarthy era. The whole of the folk scene in those far-off days was left-wing. And I got swept up with the Band of Bond movement and started singing professionally in 1965. I sang left-wing love songs. In 1984, by which time I started my own recording company, I recorded Pete Seeger at the Royal Festival Hall in London. The profits from the recordings went to help the British miners who were out on strike at the time against Thatcher and her Conservative companions. And I remained left-wing, voting Labour, until 2003, when Tony Blair decided, along with President Bush, it would be a good idea to attack Iraq and start an illegal war. At this point, my blinkers came off. How could I possibly support a party who had opened the Pandora's box that now constitutes all the problems we are now experiencing in the Middle East? Tony Blair, in my opinion, should be tried as a war criminal. So in 2003, I swore I would never vote Labour again. Now, there are a lot of disillusioned Muslims in this country, and rightly so. How would you have felt if in 2003 Saddam Hussein had sailed up the English Channel and landed his forces in Hampshire, Dorset, Sussex and Kent and proceeded to march on London, destroying Big Ben and Buckingham Palace, because we do have weapons of mass destruction? Wouldn't you have felt just slightly peeved? I know I would. So this year, because I'm fed up with all the other major parties, I've decided to stand in this year's a general election. I formed my own party, World Peace Through Song. It is actually a political party. Everywhere I go, I meet people who smile when they read my manifesto. I want to nationalise the railways. I want to save Halifax A&E. I want to save the dairy farmers. I don't support fracking. And all the while, I'm constantly meeting people completely disillusioned with the major parties. I've had an email from Ingeborg Breens, the president of the World Peace Organization in Oslo, wishing me all the best and adding, if she were English, she would vote for me. Ingeborg Breens is a former director of UNESCO, so I've got some pretty important people supporting me. Of course, I know there are too many blinkered voters out there in the Calder Valley who will ensure I don't get to Westminster. But if you're fed up with the current system, if you're fed up with the political parties who constantly give you false promises, and they all do it constantly, the Conservatives, Labour, Lib Dem, UKIP, they all do it, then throw off those blinkers and vote for Joe Stead, World Peace Through Song. And show the others that there is an alternative to the lies and the deceit and the false dawns. But whatever you do, make sure you vote for somebody on May the 7th. If you don't vote, you don't have a voice. If you don't vote, you have no right to complain about things after May the 8th. Go on. Vote for Joe Stead. World Peace Through Song. The title says it all.
One blue sky above us. ocean lapping all our shores. One earth so green and round, who could ask for more? And because I love you, I'll give it one more try, to show my rainbow rays, it's too soon to die. Some folk wanna be like an ostrich, bury their heads in the sand. Some hope that plastic dreams can unlock all those greedy hands. Some wanna take the easy way, poison bombs, they think we need them. Don't they know you can't kill all the unbelievers? There's no shortcut to freedom. One blue sky above us, one ocean lapping all our shores. One earth so green and round, who could ask for more? And because I love you, I'll give it one more try, to show my rainbow rays, it's too soon to die. Go tell all the little children, go tell their mothers, their fathers too. Now's the time to learn to share what's been given to me and to you. One blue sky above us, one ocean lapping on our shores. One earth so green and round, who could ask for more? And because I love you, I'll give it one more try, to show my rainbow rays, it's too soon to die. One blue sky above us, one ocean lapping on our shores. One earth so green and round, who could ask for more? And because I love you, I'll give it one more try. Show my rainbow rays, it's too soon to die. One blue sky.